Well, good morning. It's 9:38 a.m. Wednesday, March the 25th, 2026. Here in a mostly blue sky morning in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Let's see if I can stash this without losing it. All right, hi. Yeah, 9:28. I probably should have come out at sunrise at 7, because it warmed up real fast. It's 62. It's supposed to be really hot today. It's supposed to be in the 90s this afternoon, so at least I dodged that bullet. Yesterday was a very pleasant day. Very laid back 3 day. For all that, I had to do a bunch of running around. Again. But it wasn't terrible. It was out and back. A lot of satisfactory. I did finally bite the bullet and start a new save. But, yeah. Starting over is such a shock. I don't have any blueprints. I don't have anything. So I'm having to build it all up from scratch again. I built a huge platform out in the ocean, and I'm moving everything out to it. I don't know if this was something I saw Total Eclipse do, and it looked cool, and now I'm doing it, and it's like, oh my god, however, the factory itself is pretty clean. I have a logistics floor underneath. And the challenge is threading the logistics around in ways that they don't interfere with other things. Always a challenge. But it's coming along. It's coming along. I'm quite pleased with how it's going. I'm going to have to upgrade. Pretty soon I'm going to get Mark II miners, and then I'll have so much raw material. I just started steel development. I got coal power, so I'm not running around like a mad man cutting down trees trying to find enough biomass to keep the factory running. So, my typical 600 megawatt coal-fired plant should get me through oil. By then, things should start shaping up. When I think about it, though, I did, in the last playthrough, one of the best things I did was rip out my first factory, and once I had some interesting new recipes that provided some considerable advantages retooling the factories you use those was huge. I'm at tier, I have tier 4 available. I need to get iron going, steel going, so that I can have blueprints again. Blueprints are a game changer. Trying to do research is, my God. I'm just sort of dumbing around with research. I need to just be a little more deliberate. Trying to get some coupons so I can buy my way through some of these levels. It's coming along. It's coming along. I'm very pleased. I'm very pleased with restarting, as frustrating as it is. Having a clean platform makes a big difference. Having the logistics floor means I can run around. I need to get some catwalks because I'm running around on the ground floor and I have to find a ladder to get up to the second floor. If I want to like deal with the machinery, I have to be on the top floor. Dealing with the belts, it's on the ground floor. So yeah, that's fun while. Still reading. Let's see. What am I reading? Tunnel Rat. Tunnel Rat 2. Electric Boogaloo. I don't know where this story. I don't know where this story is going. It's a lot of fun. I am enjoying it greatly. Oh, and I Robert pointed out that once you know the difference between dogwood and crabapple, the blossoms don't look anything alike. And yeah, I looked them up. The key differentiation is that apple blossoms have 5 petals and dogwood have 4. So if you ever wondered, I can't see those well enough to count the petals on them, they're too far away. Why are my wires all crossed here? Hung up in my sweatshirt. So, yeah. If I have one complaint about Tunnel Rat. It's passive voice. Things were done. Stuff was moved. Parts were made. Cheese was eaten. All apparently by zombies. Yeah, it's. I don't know if it's a choice. I don't think it's a choice. I think it's just a default. But the story itself, just, it's like, okay, I'm gonna overlook this plethora of passive voice and just enjoy the story for what it is. And it is lit RPG. It's not isekai, which is interesting. It's post-apocalyptic, I think. The world does not resemble the world we know. It has a lot of the same things, but it's organized in a completely different way. Now, a lot like Towerbound. Towerbound was not the world we know. Scared the hell out of me. Jogger coming up behind. But it's fun. It's fun. It's a fun read. I'm enjoying it. It's a toss-up between, am I going to read or am I going to play Satisfactory? Or am I going to write? It's like, I'll pull three ways. Kind of on a get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Kind of a weak-ass slap on it, but okay. Ooh. Yeah, I'm glad I got out. It's already too hot. Too hot. Hot damn. Kiss myself, so pretty. No, I'm not uptown funky walking. It's just not happening, but I am moving along. Thank you, Bruno Mars, for that earworm this morning. Yeah, actually, goes again. Interesting. Running it in the cul-de-sacs. Getting enough sidewalk for miles or something, I don't know. Oh, somebody's got their sprinklers going already. That's a good idea. I should put mine on. Wet my lawn down good before the city starts paying and billing me extra for water in the summer. Won't be long. We won't be able to water lawns anymore. This spreading potable water on the grass is not going to fly too much longer, I don't believe. We've got a serious drought here. It's not looking good for the summer. Lilacs lilacking. Oh, there's some spikes putting up some blossom spikes. Some flower spikes. Birds, birds, birds. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Interesting. You see where the roof runoff comes off onto the lawn. Some of these places have green fans at the corners of their houses where the grass has had a little extra water and has greened up. And this looks like they're getting ready to put stone down for all of this whole thing here. Now what is this? Five blossoms. It's not a dogwood. Must be a flowering crabapple. I don't know anything else that has a white flower this early in the season. I'll have to make a voyage out here with my iNaturalist Live and my recorder not, so I can take pictures and get some ideas about what some of this stuff actually is. I have to go out again today? No, I don't think I do. I think I'm in. That's good. I want to go spend some time with Roger while my material is filling up again. I went through a lot of stuff this morning building. I got my coal going, and that's the coal generators. And that took a lot of materials. I need to find some more coal. I know where the coal and the sulfur and the nitrogen is on the Gold Coast, so I'll be able to go directly to I'll have to put up some fuel generators for a short term. But then I will put up short turbo fuel so that I have the turbo fuel that I need to unlock rocket fuel. Rocket fuel is where it's at. Regular fuel, it's 20 units of fuel per minute. Turbo fuel, 7. Rocket fuel, it's just a little over 4. And if I do it right, I'll be able to just swap out the generator field and start feeding it rocket fuel, turbo fuel, and rocket fuel. Because it's the same equipment, it just uses the more efficient fuel. I thought I heard east, but maybe not. Oh, I'm seeing green tufts of grass way out there now. Looking out over the field here by the park, there's the grass is looking much more spring-like. The weather is summery. Way too hot for this time of year. Oh well. Don't like the weather. Wait a minute. Willow sisters. Looking willowy this morning. Good morning, girls. These are crab apples. I know these are crab apples. And they have much bigger petals. Backing up. Whew, almost back. Oh, I did not get down all of the trees I needed to knock down. Damn. Pay for that later, probably. I still have some more yard work to do, so it's not like. And I really need to do it. It's not like I can afford to let it go to waste, to let it linger very long. There's some einkorn flower that should show up today, which is a little awkward because I did bake this morning. I would have liked to have had the einkorn for this bake, but I'll have to do it again in a few days. So it's a nice thing about this bread. It doesn't last very long, so if I botch it, I get to do it again. I get to play some more with it. It's fun. Anyway, look at me. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.